Good morning and welcome to the National Wake Up Call. Today is Monday, March 17th, and here's your host, Senior Vice President of Global Sales, Jeff Hill.
All right, Sandy, thank you so much, and I'm glad to hear that everybody is okay there in California. That's a little frightening, to say the least, but we're glad that everybody's okay. Well, and I guess I should say happy St. Patrick's Day, Merry St. Patrick's Day. I don't know quite what the right salutation is there, but hope everyone's wearing green. I'm looking around the office here, and there's a lot of bright green colors, so that makes it fun as well. Well, coaches, welcome to our call. It's amazing, the 17th of March. Already, a week from today, get this, a week from today, we've got in excess of 3,000, like 3,300 coaches, families that will be setting crews on the SS Beachbody. We wish we had a ship big enough to take everybody, but I know that people are getting excited about that. But one of my challenges as we start this call is, as you leave, you're going to be gone. You deserve the vacation. Make sure you're dialed in. Make sure that those that may not have the opportunity to go are dialed in, know where they're going with their businesses, what they need to be doing to be successful in your absence, and that you've done what you need to do as well during that week. Hey, just one other reminder as well. In spite of the fact we're going to be taking off on the cruise, we will have our national wake-up call next Monday. That never doesn't happen. We always have it. That's the good way of saying that, right? Well, coaches, here's a few things that you do need to know as you start this week, and some of them are looking down the road just a little bit. The first is more immediate. 2 weeks left in the month of March, and there are three challenge packs you can leverage, of course. It's the Les Mills Pump at $180, the Les Mills Combat, and the Ultimate Reset for $275 down from $305. It's a $30 saving. And that's one you particularly want to get your hands on quickly so you can join Carl and Isabel's Spring Cleaning Ultimate Reset in the month of April. That's one I'm going to be participating in. Looking forward to that. Great results. And if you want to just restart yourself, boy, that's a great way to do it. Now, Sandy talked about our FAQ sections in the Coach Online office. You can go back onto the March Challenge Packs and find everything you need to know there. Okay, that's the first thing you need to know. Second thing that's coming up in less than a month, April Super Saturday on April 12th. And so if you need to be at one of these events, and this is really how you pull people together, pull your teams together, share some of the best practices. Of course, we as a corporate team always put together some great training. We've put that training together already. We're excited about that. I think it'll help you notch your business up another level. So if you want to host a Super Saturday, you need to be an Emerald Coach or above, and you can go online back to the Coach Online office and see how to get registered as a host. Be there. The third piece, now this is looking down the road a bit to Summit, and this is our how you qualify for the Star Diamond Reception. It is going to be on Friday night. It's kind of the place to be. We're holding it at the exclusive Hakkasan nightclub at the MGM Grand. If I had Mark Cannell on right now and said, "Tell us about the Hakkasan," he would light up and tell you what, he'd be like an earthquake, shaking the ground, talking about it. It is the great place to be. But you need to be a Star Diamond or above, and you need to have six consecutive weeks at Star Diamond or above from January 31st through that period through May 31st. And at the time of the May 31st, you need to be a Star Diamond. So but that's a little confusing, but just go back to the Coach Online office, to our FAQs 9845, and how to qualify for the Star Diamond reception at Summit. It's going to be great. So, coaches, with those announcements, the three things you need to know, we've got some great recognition this morning. And to do so, let's listen to Darren Ashby announce those names. Darren.
Well, top of the morning to you, Jeff.
Wow, that's the best Scottish accent I've ever heard, but it's Irish we're looking for.
I always mess that up. Anyway, good morning, coaches. I hope you've all got your green on and you're sporting your Greenberry shakes this morning. It's really been fun to see the advancement through last month with the cup. And today you're going to see the fruits of that with a much larger group of new one- and two-star diamond coaches. So some of these coaches used the month to really jump out ahead this year. Congratulations to you all. Now, let's jump in with our 56 new Diamond coaches. Congratulations to Jessica Arago, Cindy Bowerly. From Canada, Carrie Benson, Rohan Bansali, Fred Burrell, Eric Berge, Rose Kavanaugh, Natalie Siepen, Matt Chico, Jocelyn Klaus, Carrie Coakley, Cynthia Collado, Mike Collier. From Canada, Holly Damon, Angel Farley, Danielle Fleshman, Elizabeth Gaines, Lindsay Gray, Christine Greyer, Samantha Holly, Brittany Heller, Jake Hernandez, Candace Holland. From Canada, Christine Hubbardell, Eileen Ibagon, Joe Ibanez, Jeremy Jennings, Darla Kitzmiller, Jennifer Klein, Sabrina Lampkin, Susan Lucas, Charisse Marte, Haley Martinez, Shane Minton, Bethany Nettleton, Jennifer Obermeyer, Enrique Olazabal, Juan Ortega, Michelle Phillips. From Canada, Tanya Plummer Sanders, Wendy Powell, Heather Rios, Kobe Saavedra, Nicole Selesky, Brianne Scarf, Beth Schilling, Trenton Simhauser, Shannon Stamps, Lindsay Stover, Christy Stratikos, Joss Taylor, Jill Trujillo, Jennifer Valencia, Nye Vipak, Abby Walsh, Samantha White, and Shanna Wonderly. Now for the new one-star diamonds. Congratulations to Adriana Algarin, Darby Avalos, Stephanie Davies, Tamara Egan, Lisa Gambardella, Jefferson Gray, Kelly Hanner, Cindy Henderson, Annette Jensen, Hector D. Lopez, Jamie Margiotti, Jim Mexico, Jen Richardson, and John Walls. Now for the new two-star diamonds, we have Jackie Buchanan, Carly Del Carlo, Chloe Gibbs, Amy Grasso, Cody Hickton, Rebecca J. Hilty, Kelly Hutchison, Rhonda Layton, Cindy LaBelle, Marcus Okoa, Candace Talbot, Jason Wagner, and Tom Wolf. And we have a new four-star diamond this week. Congratulations goes to Wendy Sanchez and two new six-star diamonds, Deborah Baska and Chris Reed. And for our newest seven-star diamonds, congratulations to Saudi Almonte and Shea Stanford. And new nine-star diamonds, we have three of them. Congratulations to Christina Delgado, Brigitte Linford, and in her third business center, Janelle Summers. All right. Now for the Daily Beachbody Challenge winners from March 8th through the 16th. Each of these coaches won $500 cash. Congratulations to Paul Capobianco, Lindsay Stroshine, Amanda Lawler, Andrew Razowicz, Laura Kreitzer, Alexandra Winkler, Shandy Gray, Shiloh Kinney, and Heather Smith. Now for the top challenge pack sales, we have Melanie Mitro, Trevor Kutrin, Marta Mazzola, Haley Karianis, Asiya Kaki, and Kimberly Sori. Top recruiters for the week, Michelle Gatchell, Andrea Crowder, Emily Burns, Rachel Gom, Leslie Cortez, Josh Spencer, Angel Farley, Christy Curtis, Mark Klinak, and Susanna Garcia Betancourt. And finally, our top Success Club point earners, congratulations to Melanie Mitro, Trevor Kucherin, Asiya Kaki, Haley Karianis, and Rachel Gom. All right, coaches, that's it for today. Next week, we will be seeing you on the cruise, but don't let this week slip away without doubling your efforts before you hit the Caribbean. And to leave you with a favorite Irish quote, may your thoughts be as glad as the shamrocks. May your heart be as light as a song. May each day bring you bright, happy hours that stay with you all the year long. For recognition, this is The Voice. Kicking it back to you, Jeff.
Wow. I don't know how to follow that, Darren. But well done. Just looking at some of that recognition, it's pretty fun. I think we had, the last 2 weeks, we had 99 new diamonds. This week, 56, which is also great numbers. And as he shared, some higher-ranking coaches that have really moved their business together. I mean, you look at Janelle Summers in her third business center, nine-star diamond in her third business center. She's 15-star superstar diamond, too. Pretty amazing. But coaches, the foot is never off the pedal, and it's fun to see that. Well, today I'm excited about our speaker. She has got a great topic. that she's going to share, and a great story. She is just recently moved to Franklin, Tennessee. Of course, everybody knows where Franklin, Tennessee is, just outside of Nashville, right? It's kind of the Irish capital of the world, at least we'll say that for today. She became a coach in December of 2011, 20 months on the Success Club leaderboard. She's a Success Club 5 All-Star, a two-time elite coach in 2012 and 2013. She's currently a six-star diamond coach, seven lifetime diamonds. We're absolutely thrilled to have, all the way from Franklin, Tennessee, Lindsay Catarino on the call with us. So, Lindsay, are you with us alive and well?
Yes, I am, Jeff.
Wow. Did you kind of tear up when Darren started waxing eloquent with his Irish prose?
You know, this is our first year away from Savannah, Georgia, which is one of the biggest St. Patrick's Days in the country. So it really helped me feel it all the way here in Franklin, Tennessee.
All right. Well, you know, Darren is that kind of guy. He's always thinking about how to help people out. Well, Lindsay, great to have you on the call today. As I, you know, we had a chance to talk a little bit earlier, but just to give a little bit more context, I think this is always insightful information for people who are on the call listening. You've been in the business since December of 2011, so a little over 3 years now. I was looking at your earnings. You started out at about $500, and then it increased every, you know, through the end of the year. In 2012, it went from $500 up to $3,600. At the beginning of 2013, it started out in January at about $4,900. It ended the year $12,000 in the month of December, 150% increase. And then as we jump all the way forward here to 2014, in January and February, over $18,000 a month in compensation. And, of course, that's a significant six-figure income, but also life-changing. But I think it's great for newer coaches to hear, hey, look what can happen in 2 to 3 years. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Well, listen, as we jump into this call, I'm excited, really, really excited about your topic. If you were to frame it, what are people going to get from you today?
You know, Jeff, I really, when I think back, it's been about 2.5 years to when I was working full-time as a director of finance in, you know, a very heavy industry. I had a lot of long hours, a heavy commute. You know, I'm sure there's coaches on the line that are thinking, you know, can I really do this? You know, can I juggle my full-time job or maybe my full-time, you know, stay-at-home schedule along top, you know, alongside of Beachbody coaching? You know, am I going to really get to a point like I have where I was able to choose to just become a Beachbody coach? And, you know, I really want everyone on the line to know that it is possible. That, you know, I built my business up to six figures while working full time. So I didn't actually choose to retire finance until I had replaced my day job for a few months' time. And, you know, it took organization, it took time management, it took a lot of professional development. But, you know, the truth is that, you know, anyone can do it. And, you know, I'm here to help and tell you some things today to get you to be able to do it too.
Well, I think that's going to resonate with a lot of people. Before we jump into some of those tips, let's go back to the beginning as to how you became a Beachbody coach and where you were in your life and how you took it to a little bit more of a serious level.
Awesome. Yeah, I started my Beachbody journey in October 2011. I joined a P90X challenge group. I was getting married in December. I had a dream destination wedding in Maui, Hawaii in December 2011. And I had been trying to complete P90X on my own and just ethically failed twice. So, you know, having my coach reach out and invite me to a challenge group honestly made all the difference for me. I ended up needing 4 fittings for my wedding dress, which is a little expensive, but well worth it when you're losing weight, including an emergency fitting 3 days before my wedding because the waist was too big. So I ended up feeling exactly the way I did on my wedding day. It was an absolutely perfect day. And then when the photos started coming onto Facebook, everyone was asking me how I lost the weight in inches so fast. So as I said earlier, I was a director of finance at a university in Savannah, Georgia. I was just going into budget season, which is sort of the busiest time of year for us. I had a big salary. I was a six-figure earner. So, you know, I give my coach a lot of credit because I wasn't the type of person that would have been asked to join this business, I think. I didn't need money, and I didn't have any time. But when my picture started showing up and everybody was messaging me, I just felt this calling to pay it forward and just help my friends and family who were asking about the transformation and maybe at the most pay for some Shakeology. And then my husband kind of threw in an extra incentive and said I could use the money to buy a Louis Vuitton purse that I wasn't allowed to have on my normal budget. But it certainly was not for what has transpired.
Wow. So Louis Vuitton really was the motivator on this whole thing.
It was. Everybody's got a purse that they want.
Everybody's got a vice, right? You know, so well, here's the other just little takeaway that I thought was key here was that, you know, when you said you weren't the type of person that most people would consider to be a candidate for this just because that, you know, financially you're in great shape, too, from a time standpoint. But you never know who is the right candidate till you give them an opportunity to jump in. And obviously that played out well for you. So you got to that point. Was there a moment, you know, we always call them the aha moments, the turning points in your history. What did that look like? Was there one for you, first off?
Yeah, Jeff, I definitely think that once I started committing to monthly challenge groups, you know, even if the group was small, you know, we all worry, oh, I only have one person, but I committed, I made sure that I hosted one every month. I really started to see my business take off. You know, I started to feel that passion of helping my friends and family and, you know, and the people they were introducing me to through the challenge group process. So I found myself finding, like, more hours in the day to work my business because it was almost like an addiction. Like, it just gave me so much energy, and it was something that I had so much satisfaction from that it just didn't feel like work. And, you know, the truth is I think the biggest aha moment early on was about 90 days into my journey, and I was at my first Super Saturday, and everybody was standing up to be recognized for rank, and I had just turned diamond, and I really didn't even know what that meant. And I noticed that only six people in this huge room were diamond or higher, and I remember looking back at all these people sitting down and clapping, and looking at my husband and going, gosh, maybe this is more serious than I thought. You know, maybe this wasn't just a fleeting hobby.
That's you know, neat. One thing you mentioned right at the beginning of this, before just even that aha moment that I don't want to have go unnoticed, was you said, once I started, if I got this right, once I started hosting monthly challenge groups, your mm-hmm. business really took off. And what's interesting to me, again, it's doing those core activities consistently that the business took off. That's when you said, you know, it's like all of a sudden I started to find more time in the day. It became this addiction, if you will, that it came, though, from hosting challenge groups and doing the right things. So I want to uncover these little golden nuggets, I think, that are in your story as we move along. So here we are. You've had the aha moment. You're on your way to earning a Louis Vuitton purse, you know, the most important of all. We can call this the Louis Vuitton call today. but you've got some things that you did very well talking about referrals. That have been key in your business, and particularly as you were also working full-time to make it work better within your business. Share what you learned there and what helped you be successful.
Absolutely. You know, early on in my coaching career, I realized that asking for referrals was the most powerful way for me to build my business. Some of my best clients have come through referrals, and actually I have three multi-star diamond coaches. Two of them are elite. All of them were one person away from me through a personal referral. So once that introduction happened, All of them, or most people, sign up right away. I actually have a specific example. Megan signed up in the first hour of being introduced, and she was actually number 13 on the leaderboard in her first year. So, you know, the lesson really is that there are amazing customers and coaches just one person away from you right now. And I really want to give you an easy, simple method for just tapping in to this referral matrix with your friends, your family, and all of those contacts that you have so that you can fill your challenge groups and maybe find some rock star coaches. It's really only a three-step process. And the first step is having to do with your social media, and really it's just your personal accounts. So if you have a business fan page, maybe on Facebook, that's not the type of account that I'm talking about. So just think of personal Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, places that you find your friends and family. And so when you're on social media, you want to really utilize these accounts that have your personal contacts and friends on them. But you want to focus on sharing and not selling on these accounts. You need to really just think deep down about all of your success, you know, the big things and the small things, and position them to the people so that they want to celebrate you. They want to, you know, they want to really encourage you in your business. Don't use these accounts for a lot of sales jargon, flyers, or links out to our purchasing sites. You want to use these accounts to sort of high-five your challengers and, you know, cheer on your coaches. And I really feel most importantly, share your lifestyle as a coach. And, you know, I know there's a lot of newer coaches on the line. I don't want you to think for a second that you don't have a lot to share, because you do. When I was brand new, to give an example, I posted on my Facebook page that I paid my electric bill with Beachbody. And so I just said, gosh, I feel so blessed. Thanks to Beachbody earnings, I was able to pay my electric bill this month. And the emails just started pouring in. And I signed 8 coaches that day, which was way more than I was used to at that point. But I think the important takeaway was that I didn't say, so sign up here or join my team. You know, I just expressed that I felt blessed, and people reacted to that. I got a lot of really great messages from it. You want to just feel good. You want everyone you know to feel good about what you're doing and that the coaches you're sponsoring are seeing success as well. And, you know, I just think that if Beachbody is making a positive impact on your life, which I'm sure it is, and the life of your teammates and your challengers, your personal contacts will take notice. And, you know, I really feel like that's the first step of the process. So moving along to the second step, you know, I started making a list of, I call them influencers, and I had a very quality, not quantity mindset about my contacts. And I'll explain. So everybody has people in your life that are just amazing connectors. Like, think of the people that have thousands of people on their Facebook page, or they send out a birthday invite and like 90 people show up. You know, they're that person in your town. Or, you know, they try something new. It could be the craziest thing and 20 of their friends jump in. They don't even know what it is that they've just signed up for. Those people are of high influence in their lives. And, you know, a lot of times we approach these people to coach, and the first thing they say is they're too busy, which they are. They're having, you know, their life is a ball. I think they're just too busy having fun. But nonetheless, I'll tell you that this particular type of person could be the key to meeting the right people for your challenge groups or the coaching opportunity. So I make a list of about 20 people at a time. I've been doing this since I was a brand new coach. I still do it today, who I think are a really high influence in my life. And I keep the names on a sticky note attached to my PC, so they're sort of at the top of my mind. My goal is really just to keep them close, develop, you know, a working relationship and a friendship with them if maybe they're not a personal friend already. And, you know, I try to help them with their needs. And I think that's the key part. You have to help them first. You know, everyone has things that they're working on or they're learning, or maybe they could just use a sounding board for. And if you can be that person for them, they're going to be that person for you too. And, you know, these types of people, they might join your challenge group. That's pretty common. But they may not want to coach. Just don't be afraid to ask first before assuming that they don't want to coach. But, you know, if you get some solid, you know, objections from these people, this relationship is far from dead. Remember, it's not necessarily who you know, but, you know, it's who they know. And so that brings me sort of to the last step. And I call that go for the ask. You know, you've had these conversations. You've helped them with some of their needs. You know, you're not the happy birthday friend that everybody has on Facebook, but you're actually, you know, you're talking to each other. You're part of each other's lives. It's now time to see who they might know. And I've got a little script for you just to give you an idea. You know, I like to start with something like, you know, I've always admired you and how well you stay connected and keep great relationships. I really enjoy our conversations and hearing about your business, your family, your upcoming projects. You know, I'm working on an upcoming apprenticeship group, and I'm looking for a few really entrepreneurial-minded self-starters with a passion for health and fitness. Do you know someone that may want some information? Now, the important part about this is that you're just suggesting information. You really don't want the person out sort of presenting on your behalf, but the ideal situation might be a three-way email or a Facebook message, just kind of introducing the two of you so that you can take it from there. You know, most often, I want to let you know that most people don't have a name. So I don't send this message and I get an immediate response, oh my goodness, my cousin, here's her name. That is fine. You know, you just want them to keep you in mind. And I would even suggest transitioning off a conversation at that point. You know, go back to talking about the things you normally talk about. The point is that this seed is planted. And most often, I would say up to 99% of the time, those people come back to me with a name or multiple names, and the names just keep on coming. You know, as I treat their contacts well and they see them getting results in our challenge group, or, you know, they become a rock star coach, which I have several that have come through that way, they keep giving me more contacts because they know that when they introduce me to someone, that person is going to see some level of results. So that is sort of the final step of the process. You know, but I just really want to stress today that I still utilize this list. It's something that you can do right away with your business. If you're a brand new coach, or maybe you're someone that just needs to try something new, you know, get out of your cold market, get back into your warm market. But, you know, I have seen so many successful coaches and customers through this process that it's probably 95% of my business today.
You know, Lindsay, just what you've shared is so key. I mean, it opens such a big door for people if they'll perfect, you know, or not. It doesn't have to be perfected, but if they'll make this, you know, put an arrow in their quiver. I just want to go back and make sure I got these right. Really, if you were to summarize the three steps, really, is you use your personal accounts, your social media. It's don't use that as a place that you're just to sell the jargon. It's a place where you're recognizing you're being authentic, where you're recognizing your other people, so that people want to follow, want to see who you are, want to see the real you. So you're reflecting well. And is that kind of an okay capture of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all about creating. I like to call them like a celebration on your Facebook page. And if you come find me on my personal Facebook page, you're going to see that. I mean, I get 100 to 200 likes from my personal market anytime I profile a coach or a challenger. And I think over time, they want to join the party. Like, it's just so much fun to say, you know, woohoo, great job. And so, really creating that celebration on your page.
Christine Dwyer said this. I've shared this before on the line, and I thought this was so insightful when she talked about social media. Lots of times there's perceptions by particularly newer coaches that we build a lot on social media, that it just happens quickly. But she made the point, people are voyeurs. In other words, they will sit and they will watch and they will watch and they will watch before they act on social media. So they're going to be watching to see if there's a consistent thread of, you know, of someone who's authentic, of who's good, of someone they really want to be with. So I think, you know, that's so key. Step two then was in fact, making the list of your influencers and then helping them meet their needs, identifying them, talk to them, helping meet their needs, because like you said, you help them, they want to help you.
Absolutely. If you start to establish some inroads with people where they feel like you're, you know, and they can be professional relationships if that's how you've met them, or maybe they're a friendship from, you know, high school and you're sort of rekindling it. But the key is sort of to pay it forward first, to be, you know, to be and it is authentic. Like, I don't want anyone to think that you're faking, that you want to get to know these people better, but they're people that could really, you can just partner up and help each other. And that's really that step two, is to partner up, help them with what they're working on, and they're going to help you with what you're working on too.
Yeah, I think you made the point here that I think is really the leaping point for most people, and a stopping point, is some people, when they build those relationships and they inquire of them whether they want to do something, if they say no, yeah, I'm not interested, lots of people stop. But you pointed out that working relationship is far from dead. It's who they know that they can help you, and that led into your step three of, that's where you go for the ask of asking them, do you know someone else who could benefit, you know, from what we, you know, from what we have to offer? And like you said, don't expect an immediate response. You still have to just stay consistent. But it's going for that next ask, and keeping that relationship real is where the gold is, so to speak.
I really believe so. I mean, especially, you know, when I started coaching right up to six figures, I only had 10 hours a week, which was a hindrance. So building a huge social media platform and cold market was challenging for me. I didn't have enough hours in the day to keep it consistent. So, but yeah, I mean, every person you know knows thousands of people easily. You know, they could know tens of thousands of people. It's just a matter of them knowing that you're trustworthy and you're honest and you're going to see people with success. And if they know that, they're going to open their entire Rolodex to you. Why not? You know, if you're the go-to person for P90X results, why wouldn't they want to share you? And I think that that's the key, that it, you know, that everybody you know just knows so many more people if that relationship is well developed, that they trust you.
Yeah, well, some excellent points. I think great food for thought for people to, you know, like I say, those arrows in the quivers. Hey, we need to wrap up here, Lindsay. But you know, as we talked earlier, you shared a little bit about how Beachbody has made a difference in your life, how it's changed your entire life. Do you just want to just maybe share, you know, briefly what Beachbody has meant to you, how it's changed your life?
Absolutely. You know, honestly, Beachbody has changed my whole life. You know, it's given me a passion for helping others that I just didn't see as an accountant. And, you know, after 16 months of coaching alongside of my full-time profession, you know, I was given the option to walk away from my job and, you know, retire before the age of 35, which was just something I could have never imagined. Right after that, my husband and I, we spent a whole month in France. So it was July last year. We were in France. We traveled the whole country. I bought that Louis Vuitton purse on the Champs-Élysées.
I'm so relieved.
You know, and we did. And, you know, so we didn't even look at our bank account. Like, we had come, you know, so full circle in the experience. We even were able to pay off all of our debt, including $42,000 off on an MBA student loan was gone by the end of last year. You know, and even recently when I was asked to do the call, my husband was given some challenging medical news, and right on the spot we were able to make the decision to just retire him from his job. And, you know, we walked out of that doctor's office and thought, thank God for Beachbody. Like, it's given us the opportunity to make this decision, so now he can focus on getting well, which he's doing. We're getting some great, you know, results now from the doctor. But 2 years ago, that would have crippled us, you know, to think about him giving up his job, you know, no planning. And, you know, so we are just forever grateful for not even just the income, but the community. You know, I've met some of the most amazing people, you know, that I get to call friends. And my team is just outstanding and such a huge part of my life. So, yeah, Beachbody has just changed our whole lives. And, you know, I don't question the sacrifice that I had to make while working full-time and doing my 10 hours a week and missing a few happy hours with my girlfriends, and I had to give up some TV shows. Because the truth is, now I have all the time I need to do all of those things that I had to give up on. So, you know, I really feel like it's come full circle, and now I've got not only the money, but the time to just really enjoy my life.
Well, that's awesome. I know people are relieved that you got the Louis Vuitton purse. most important. But you know, seriously, you know, you talked about the retirement of debt, which is cool. You talked about the freedom, and you know, a husband's, you know, some medical challenges, you know, that peace of mind. But you know, it even goes back. I thought what resonated with me as well, when you posted that first post that said, you know what, I was able to pay our electric bill with, you know, from Beachbody. That is a big deal for a lot of people too. That makes a difference, and that's where it can start. But it took work, and I think you've given a great tip today on some great insights today on how people can leverage people they know and do it in the right way to build their business. So, Lindsay, congratulations on everything that you've accomplished, and thank you so much for taking time to be on our call this morning.
Absolutely, thank you, Jeff.
All right, great job. Thank you so much. Coaches, really, you know, some blocking and tackling this morning, some of the fundamentals that can really grow your business. And the more you get into this business, you're going to see that there's a few things that are important in your business. Most aren't. Most really aren't. The few things. And the few things that work fantastically well need to be identified. And then you need to cultivate them and nurture them and multiply those and make them something that you do extremely well. And at the same time, the waste, if you will, the majority of things that will always prove to be of low value in your business, they should be abandoned. They should be, you know, severely reduced in your business. And that's why we have these calls. That's why we put the Lindsay Catarinos on here to share some of the best practices. And if you're not doing what she's doing that's brought her success, then maybe, just maybe, or probably, you should be looking at what you're doing and course correcting. Because these are the kinds of things that will produce great results in your business and can be life-changing. So, coaches, let's make this a strong week. Three challenge packs out there, so many great things that are driving this business right now. It's happening. We want to see people's life changes, and we're grateful to you for everything that you do every single day in sharing who Beachbody is and for changing so many people's lives. So thank you, and look forward to talking to you next week. And with that, Sandy, we'll toss it back over to you.
Thanks, Jeff, and thanks, Lindsay. Great job, great tips. You're going to want to listen to this call again, and we're going to post it in about an hour where you can listen to the playback line, and that number is 832-225-5065. Go ahead and have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.